Welcome to chapter 124, probably, of Memoirs of a White Guy, here with a fellow white guy, return guest, Frenchie. Welcome.
Thank you for having me. That's a lot of chapters.
124.
I think you've given up on that book.
You came. It's funny because I don't even read, but this is like an audio book of my life. Yeah, it's an audio memoir and now a video memoir of my life.
Could you do a second
book? Would you read a book of my life?
No.
Come on, bro. I reckon the front cover would just be plain white. And it would just say my name, and then there wouldn't be anything on the blurb. It'd just be like, read it if you want.
Luke's life.
What would your memoir be called if you... Have you ever thought about writing chronicles of the Frenchie story?
I haven't. I still think that'd be a boring book, but I wanted to drop a rap album once. It was called Nangs and Gangbangs.
That's good.
It's a sick name, eh?
Yeah, that's strong.
Yeah.
And it reflects kind of like what you do in your personal life as well.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, the Nang part, not the gangbangs.
No. you usually have Nangbangs, which is where you just like, you know, wank on Nangs.
It's crazy how you can get Nangs delivered, don't you think? Have you seen that?
I didn't know that.
There's an
app. Like Uber Nangs.
There's an app I got. My friend told me to download in Melbourne. It's called Nangaroo. It's true. And because I guess they're legal, you can get them delivered. And it was getting like 50 for 60 bucks or 60 for 50 bucks, one of them.
Right. Oh, are they legal?
Yeah. Oh. They're just nitrous oxide, which is for they people say they're for whipped cream.
Right. It's funny that the people who make them probably like, wow, we have no idea how many people we use whipped cream.
How many 19-year-olds?
Yeah, it's so crazy how many lads want to just bake
late night whipped cream sesh.
Yeah. So what's been happening? So I'm in Sydney, by the way. Did a gig last night at Macquarie University, which was good fun. I brought an entourage with me. We rolled down. Well, it was just Frenchie.
We rolled deep like Kieran. Adele.
I did make that joke at one point.
On the train, over to Kieran's, we pre-drank there.
Yes,
we're on the train, and you were commenting how it's weird going rocking up with heaps of people to your gig.
Yeah, because I was just kind of figured I'd go by myself and then catch up with you guys afterwards or something. And you guys were like, nah, let's all go. And then we got free beers.
You'd already hit me up to stay the night.
Well, yeah, I was already
like, what sort of person
would
I be if I was like, I'm going to do my own thing, just there's a key, crash on the couch. Like, nah, let's fucking make a night of it. Let's roll deep.
Oh, and we did.
Roll like Adele.
We ended up at some like pokey den in, I don't know where it was.
It wasn't a pokey den.
Yeah, it was.
Was it?
It's the only places that are open past
midnight. We weren't in
midnight.
The pokies, but no, we played Tempin bowling.
Yeah, we went to strike bowling, laser tag, and then midnight. We ended up in like a pokey den.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it wasn't all sad. It was quite fun.
It wasn't all sad.
It was quite fun for the first part of the night. But Frenchie, grown adult, went on a night out with a Pokemon backpack. at one point, we had to scale a large fence. To get our Uber, because we ordered an Uber from this pokey den place, and we realised that the main road where we ordered it to was over the other side of quite a tall fence. I reckon about a 2 metre fence, you know. And then it was one of those fences where you had to get someone to boost you up.
Yep.
And then we were all, it took us about 5 minutes, I reckon, for all of us to get over this fence, and it was pretty bad. And then Frenchie got up to the top, realised how far down it was, jumped down, and actually used his Pokemon backpack to break his fall.
I have a bruise on my arsehole.
Yeah, you kind of look like a Squirtle as you were doing
that. That was one of those nights you wake up and you're like, hey, that was actually quite dangerous.
It was I watched you do it, because I ran down and found a shorter part of the fence and jumped that.
Yep.
And surprised everyone, ran back, and I was like, I made it over, and you guys were still trying to get over the really high bit.
I got to
and
the
I was
top.
Like to them, go down the other end, it's way easier, and you were like, no, I've already committed to this.
Well, I was already on the top, and I couldn't, if I'd have to jump one side or the other, I might as well jump onto the hard concrete path.
I was worried about breaking my ankle, that's why I didn't jump off it.
I
went to the top, bailed out from it, and then went, no, I'm not doing this, because there was only concrete on the other side. But you were...
I had vertigo, yeah, I didn't...
You were in a different state.
I was pretty hammered. I didn't have any choice. At that point, I was like, you know what? This is...
I was good to watch.
It's like, it was like sort of charging no man's land.
Our friend Kieran Lyons, right, he ate shit first, but he kind of ate shit. He stumbled when he fell, and I was thinking at the time, oh, man, I don't think anyone could eat shit harder than Kieran. And then Frenchie comes along 2 minutes later and eats shit way harder.
What was interesting about Kieran Lyons, we found out. So podcast listeners, you've been living a lie, essentially. You think you're listening to the whitest boy in Australia.
Dude, this is crazy. I need to get Kieran on because it almost feels... I feel wrong now doing Memoirs of a White Guy and not getting the ultimate white guy on it. If you guys thought I was basic, okay? I'm basic. I have 7 Weet-Bix every day. I had a burger for breakfast this morning because I didn't like anything else on the menu.
And yesterday,
2 days in a row, I had the same burger because we went to the same cafe down the road. And I didn't like the pancakes because it had bits of nut on it, and I don't like nuts.
But there was other options. It wasn't just a menu with pancakes and burger.
Oh no, but that's the only thing I would have looked at. So
your eyes could make out pancake.
No,
burger.
I can't even pronounce falafel. Is that how you pronounce it? Falafel.
Yeah. And quinoa.
What's that?
Quinoa.
Oh. I don't even know how to spell that. So, yeah.
Gets you.
I'm a basic boy, but we were talking to Kieran Lyons. You may know... Do you already say you may know him off Triple J?
Yeah.
Yeah, you might know who Kieran is. He's a comedian. He starts talking about... Oh, his housemate came in and starts shitting on him about how basic he was. And we were all having a laugh going, well, there's no way he's more basic than Luke. And then they start saying stuff and his housemate goes, oh... He didn't try tomato sauce until 3 months ago because he doesn't like tomatoes, therefore ruled out every variation of a tomato. And apparently, if he gets a burrito, this was the best one, he gets a burrito and asks for no olives, no tomato, no rice, so all he gets is lamb and lettuce. Lamb and lettuce in a wrap.
No, chicken. He wasn't getting lamb.
Oh, yeah, so chicken and lettuce in a wrap. I will at least get tomato and rice, because that's not even a burrito, really, if you don't get the rice.
The tomato sauce makes sense on a logical level, because you would think, okay, that would be a tomato, the juice of a tomato.
But
I guess,
if
you've never tried it.
So, I was talking about you before, I hate pineapples, but do you know those pineapple glazed donuts?
Mm-hmm.
I'll have, like, pineapple-flavoured things, except for Super Duper's, they belong in the bin.
They belong in the bin?
Yeah. but like other things, I won't rule out just because I don't like one fruit. For example, if I didn't like orange, I wouldn't rule out an orange cake or an orange thingo, because sometimes I just don't like that. I get how people don't like tomatoes because they're juicy.
I like tomatoes.
And the cherry ones, I don't like the ones where they kind of explode in your mouth.
Yeah.
Those ones are a bit weird, but I have them.
Bit of a rush though.
Yeah, you feel alive.
You're like,
when's it going to go?
And then you don't know which side of the mouth it's going to hit.
And then there's a part of you, like for a split second, I think at least you're like, my mouth's going to flood and this is how I might die.
I often think, is that what it's like taking a load? Is that what a cum shot's like? You know, because it just sort of splatters. You're like...
No.
Okay. That's just...
I reckon a cum shot would taste nicer. I don't like the cherry tomatoes.
Well, I meant more like the viscosity, the...
I reckon a cum shot would be like... you know when it starts raining and you've accidentally left your window of your car slightly ajar?
Okay.
And it really starts pelting and you cop a little spray. And oh, it's wet. And then you quickly... do up the window. I reckon that's what
a
cum shot would be more like.
Interesting. They should do that on Mythbusters. It's like, what?
Except it's not really like that. Unexpected. That's like,
oh, cum shots can be unexpected, don't worry about that.
Yeah, because an expected cum shot is like jerking off the cloud and then making it precipitate.
Like,
and then
you got the mouth up to the window. Aim for the mouth.
That's like a shower cum shot. But what's an unexpected cum shot?
Oh, like, your brother's asleep, you're like, this will be funny.
Yeah, okay.
Wanker.
But it's not unexpected to you, just to him.
No, to him.
Yeah, to you.
Or vice versa, but he's going to get you back. So
have you,
at
you
some
reckon,
point, he's going
to
get you back.
Do you reckon it's possible to ejaculate yourself and be like, whoa?
Yeah.
Like, what happened?
What do you mean?
Yeah, but you're not waking... I don't think anyone goes, like, shoots it in their wet dream.
Well, it definitely shoots. But you got... like clothes on usually, so like it's something that stops it.
Oh, wouldn't it just like spill out?
Have you not had a wet dream?
I don't know.
I only ever had one. It was fucking random. It's weird.
I've ever woken up with cum in my pants.
Yeah. Bro, it's fucking like, weird.
There's morning wood, and then there's waking up with
cum. So you've never had one?
Oh, maybe when I was a teenager. I don't remember.
You'd remember it if you had one. I had one. I was thinking I was 18. So it was a late wet dream, I think. I don't know what age you're actually supposed to get them. I remember learning about them. I was like, that's not a thing.
I remember learning about it to the point where every sex ed class pretty much around the country teaches you about it, but it's actually not that much of a common thing where it's like, teach me about, you know, something else to do with sex that's more common.
I learned about
it. Like, I didn't even know. Like, I probably learned what a wet dream was before what a 69 was.
Yeah. Well, 16, yeah.
Also not that common, but like, but still, I'm like, I've done, put it this way, I've 69 more than I've come myself, more than a wet dream.
I learned about wet dreams, it was at one of those primary school sex ed courses. After school, I went with my old man, I was maybe 9 or 10.
Right.
I was like, you know, they're like, and so yeah. It was like, all the dads and their sons were there. It was, And they're talking, teaching us about it, and they got to the topic of wet dreams. This kid puts up his hand. He was in a year above me, I think. They're talking about wet dreams. He's like, oh, I don't want, if I have a wet dream, I don't want to wet the bed, so should I just, like, go to sleep with a jar over it or something?
That jar was his best thing, not like a cloth.
And everyone cracks like up. All fucking, the dads crack up. They're like, oh, funny, funny, funny. I'm there going, fuck, good question.
Good question. Like, how do you, should would, I make it into a jam?
That would catch it and you would keep your shit dry.
That's clearly the kid going, like, where do I keep my honey? Another sticky substance in my life? Oh, like, how's
I was on him. I thought it was good logic. What else would you keep it in?
Chucks. A chucks.
What the fuck's a chucks?
That, like a rag.
Rag. So you're going to, how are you going to tie a rag to your dick?
How are you going to put a jar over your dick? Same thing. You just put it over the top.
Yeah, but you can put your balls in there to keep it.
You get an elastic band.
And
it cuts circulation. Then you probably wouldn't come.
You might come quicker.
Mm. It's hot. How was your parents with the birds and the bees? When did you get...
Probably that. That was the night. Because my old man's kind of like...
Was he weird about it?
Yeah. He's a classic as Aussie dad.
Mate, there's going to come a time in your life when... might meet a young woman or man and no, man.
He didn't say that, mate. I'm older than you.
Right.
when I grew up, he didn't have to say that.
Right.
It was assumed. He's like, it'd be fine. He's not going to put that in my head in case I go for it.
Okay, yeah, right. See, nowadays, I feel like every old dad would be like, or unicorn, or whatever, or an object. Mate, it's 2019. Fuck what you want. Fuck a jar. I don't care.
Yeah, for sure. My mum would always prefer it if I was gay because she works, she's like a social worker. So she wanted to have like...
I kind of wish I had more gay friends.
An alternative family, you know what I mean?
Because then I feel like I do get along with my mate's girlfriends, but I feel like I'd just be great to have another one of the boys.
Yeah.
Like, you can invite, like, the couple out on a boys' night.
That'd be dope.
And you could... I don't really have many gay... really close friends. I know a few gay people, but, like, I don't actually have any gay friends, which sucks. Because I feel like, I don't know, you can get a different perspective on a boys' night out.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. So my old man's sex ed talk was that night. So he let the school do most of it.
And then was like, do you have any questions?
And then on the walk home, he was like, yeah, if you ever, like, you got any questions, just let me know. I'm like, yeah, no worries, Dad.
So you didn't even have a talk?
He let them do it.
So woolongong, dude.
Yeah, right. Mum's all about it. She used to put, like, from an early age, she was putting... like STI brochures on our beds, condoms on our beds, just like,
oh,
just
really?
Like as if we're getting laid at that age, Mum.
Look, like, how old were you? Like 14.
Like 14, 15.
Oh, so she was encouraging sex almost.
Safe sex. She goes, if you're gonna do it, use a condom. She's all about it. And I was like, Mum, look at, like,
that's crazy.
I'm not YouTube famous, there's no way I'm getting laid, okay?
Yeah.
Like, it's quite difficult. You've just jinxed me. Thanks a lot.
I think it's crazy that there's 14-year-olds out there fucking... That blows my mind.
Anyway, I don't really think about that, bro. That's a bit weird. No, you think about that, you're fucking pedo.
No. No, I'm just saying, like, the fact that she was like, yeah, you can fuck, and it's like, it's assumed you're not fucking... It's totally assumed that you were fucking a girl at school or something like that.
Nah, it's more like you want to get it early because...
No, but if she's putting condoms on your bed, she's implying like...
She's to be a 14-year-old dad, you know what I mean?
I know, but she's implying like...
It's an option.
That it is an option. Yeah. And my parents didn't really imply that that was an option in my life until...
When did your parents have the talk?
Oh, in primary school.
Yeah.
Like, I think it was pretty early. And my dad got out a book... And it was weird. Nice. No, it was weird. Nice. And he goes, mate, do you want to come in here? And we sat down in the lounge room and I just remember feeling so uncomfortable because he did it in like the weirdest way possible. Like, well, which is, there's no not weird way to do it. I guess you can't be like, mate, here's a buddy PowerPoint on how to, you know, fuck a girl safely when your kid's like 10. But he's like, he goes, how much do you know? I think I just remember him going, how much do you know? And as a kid, you don't want to be like, yeah, I know. I knew like what sex was, but I didn't want to tell my dad how much I knew.
Yep.
Because I'm like, you don't want to know. Because he was a teacher at my primary school as well. So then he'll be just like,
that's weird, yeah.
He knows where I've learned it at the primary school.
You know how much teaching. I know, Dad. It's in the syllabus, bro.
So I from memory, it was weird.
What book was it?
Oh, dude, I don't know. It was like a picture book.
Like a penthouse? Or like, it wasn't like a porn mag?
No, no. Like
that's the pussy to someone.
No, like a full, like, book about teaching kids about sex.
Oh, so he was trying to let the book do the work.
I was quite young. And then I think I remember he might have been, maybe I'm making this up, I feel like he might have left me with the book and been like, ask me any questions if you want. And I just felt way too awkward and way too weird to read it by myself. And I never touched it.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, Dan, I gave it back to him like a day later. He's like, alright, well, let me know. You know.
Well, let me know.
Yeah, dads are so awkward about that. That's great.
Yeah, they are. I can't wait to do the talk. I mean, I want to have kids just to do the talk.
What are you going to tell them?
I'm just...
You going to lie?
No.
Like, mate, like, you're going to tell them, like, wanking is sex? So then, like, they go to school and, like, hey, you had sex? And they're like, yeah, man, I do it every night. And the other kid's like, what the fuck?
Okay, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Just fuck with them. Like, yeah, I guess they'll believe anything.
Pardon?
I guess they'll believe
anything.
It depends
how old. I used to, you know how you remember at school you realise kids were lying? Like, oh man, like I met this girl like at my caravan park. I talked about this in my podcast once. I was a mate of mine and he was like, oh yeah, every summer like I get with this girl and you're like, oh yeah, show us a picture. He's like, oh, she doesn't have Facebook. And you're like, oh cool, man. Bro,
everyone has that mate. It's always down the coast or up the coast. Like something you can't fact check. What school? You're like, oh, he was doing it at high.
Yeah.
I'm like, whoa, what was that?
What's her name? Oh, like Steph. And you're like, oh yeah, what was the last name? Oh, I don't know. I forgot.
Yeah, it's literally like the in-betweeners. That's why the in-betweeners are so good, because Jay
is that guy.
Jay is everyone knows the guy. And it's like, what? At some point you catch on, you're like, why lie? Like,
yeah,
why lie?
I was pretty open about it in high school,
and that's early life hack. If you openly don't give a fuck, you can get away with it. But if you're like, oh yeah, of course,
because I think
had sex, of course I've made out with chicks.
No one actually cares if you fucked or not if you're that age. Like, even you, I remember I didn't care about a friend. I didn't care. You think that like there's this pressure on you as a guy, especially. I think.
Well, I remember I went on this. It was like a surf trip. My mates were staying in the caravan park. We're getting fucking gooned up. We're drinking goon. There was like 4 or 5 of us, and we end up hanging out with these older boys smashing goon. And we're all telling stories about the first time we had got laid.
Mm.
And none of us had been laid at that point. We're like 17, 18. We're late bloomers.
Yeah.
And so we all just made up stories.
And you all knew that you were making them up. But neither of you snitched on anyone?
No, but first guy, he does. I still remember he made up that he fucked this hippie girl. And she was heaps like, oh, I had the biggest bush. And all the older lads were like, fuck, I hate that. And he's like, fuck, got away with it. Next one, mate.
So that's good, because he made up a story that wasn't like, yeah, she was... Because it's, you can't make up a story where, bro, she was a model,
a temp. It was all...
He made up like a kind of realistic story.
It was kind of fun. They all did funny, self-depreciating stories.
Ah,
then
what was yours?
I was last. Fuck, it was actually the worst, okay? I still remember it.
So did you... Obviously, you had time to think about it while they were telling
you. And I overthought it. And then, my mate... Okay, my mate.
Your one had plot holes, didn't it?
No, wait for it. My mate Mitch, he goes, oh, I remember it was a Saturday night. I was at a few beers. It was very romantic. And I seduced my right hand. And like, that was my first lay. And the boy's like, yeah, that's fucking sick. Fucking. And I was like, oh, fuck, I got it then. Yeah, I was like, yeah, mine was kind of similar, but I seduced both hands. Silence. They're like, oh, come on, Frenchie, you fucking, oh, hero. I'm like, oh, fuck, I blew it.
So you didn't even make up one.
I was like, well, he got away with just saying he had a wank. I'm like, I'll go a bigger wank because I got a bigger cock. Nah, they were off it. The older lads were just off it. They're like, you fucking mate, you fucking.
When I was a kid, I used to think, before I realised how to wank, before I'd ever done it myself, I used to think you had to rub it like that. Like, I never thought about that this would be better.
Yeah.
Because I guess before... I don't know why, because I...
Like you're a DJ.
Well, I just think when I was little, like, I don't know, do you get erections when you're little? I don't know.
You're the one who watches 14-year-olds have sex, bro.
I didn't say I watch it. I said, how fucked is it that 14-year-olds are out there fucking? That's the least pedophilic sentence I've ever said. I wasn't like, how hot is it?
No, you said you've thought about it.
No, I said, I think it's fucked.
You think about it. It doesn't matter. So you're wanking your cock like this.
No, I don't think I ever did it. I think I just thought...
Like you mixed it.
And then maybe I touched it and then was like, ah. Oh. I don't even know how you learn to wank. I forget my first wank. I can't remember the first time I ever cummed. It's so weird.
How do you forget all this stuff?
Was that a big moment in your life?
Yes.
When you did your first kiss?
My buddy was telling me about it at school. I'm like, I'm going to try that. And I had an FHM.
Maybe that's how it happened.
I had an FHM. I bought from the newsagent, because you could actually just buy them. I thought you had to be of age. You just buy them.
So buy what?
Do you remember FHM?
No, what's that?
It's like a kind of like a Zoo magazine. Do you remember them?
Oh, Ground magazine, right?
Ground, yeah.
So you went in with a full plan. Oh, you were like, I'm gonna get some material. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to do this. And
was
this
pre... Because
my buddy had told me that's how he did it.
Was this pre, like, before internet was popping? Like, this was when family computers...
Yeah. So you were not wanking them. No. Yeah. It was family computers.
Yeah.
You could print off pictures of girls, but, like, you'd have to be able to be like, if someone's in the room, like, what are you printing?
See, I grew up in a time where I had, in year 9, a device that got attached to the internet.
You spoiled, you fucking... So you don't know what it's like. You don't know what it's like. I'm just this... FHM magazine, thanks.
Yeah.
And so anyway, I'm in the bathroom. I still remember. You're
like a Kmart catalogue of the lingerie section.
Yeah, bro. Those chicks are fucking banging, bud. Oh, that's not even a joke. They're actually that hot. Yeah. And they're like achievable hot. I love them. And they got the plus size.
You know
what it is?
They're Australian hot. Like, yes. they're like, oh, you could, you know, that I've seen a girl like that at my local mall. Right?
And you feel like she'd be wearing that underwear too.
Yeah, like that cheap $20, like, stuff, and you're like,
man, it's really, yeah, that's, I was really,
yeah, I don't need Victoria's Secret.
I don't see them enough anymore.
Probably for a good thing.
But anyway, I remember I'm in the bathroom and I just, as you were saying, I didn't do the DJ one, but I didn't know how to do it, so I'm just doing this weird sort of joystick.
But you're still grabbing
stuff.
It
I'm grabbing it. I'm not,
no, I don't really remember. I don't think, I feel like straight away it would have burned or whatever, and I would have been like, well, that's not it.
Probably still would have. I might try that wank, actually. I've got nothing else to do. Anyway, and
I thought if you rubbed it like a genie bottle, it would just come out, and then you come would grant your 3 wishes.
The cum genie. That, what?
Aladdin would have been very different if it was just him coming on a magic carpet.
I'd watch that. That'd be a good spoof. Oh.
A good spoof is in karma. I mean, good, like, parody.
Parody. I mean, parody.
A good spoof.
I mean, parody. This is, seems like a... I don't listen to your podcast, but I'm assuming it's dirtier than usual.
Yes. I mean, I usually just yell about like people who are hardly done by. Last week I was yelling about people hardly done by in this, on election day with their sausages.
Right.
Turns out people were charging... My place where I had to vote was charging... $3 for sausages, which is fucked up already, and then an extra $1.50 for onions.
Whoa, that's insane.
That is
un-Australian. That's
what I usually talk about, civil injustices.
Well,
like,
how's
that.
The hot dog we got last night? Who got
$10.
It? $10. Did you get it? The one with the tomato sauce.
Firstly, I wasn't happy
bun.
With the price, and then you got it takeaway, opened it up when we got back to Kieran's apartment, and I think this is how we got chatting about the whole basicness of tomato sauce thing, was they put tomato sauce zigzagged all across the, not only
on
the
sausage, outside
but
of
the
bun.
Outside of
so
the
you
bun.
Couldn't pick it up.
So then, you know, you usually eat a hot dog, like, you hold the sides, pinch the sides. I had to hold from the bottom and then pinch the sides and get tomato sauce and then lick all my fingers at the end like I was having fucking Doritos. It was bullshit. So yeah, there's a few things that's been happening these days in Australian food presentation / pricing that I've been quite unhappy about.
It's
and so I think it's about time people kind of fight the power on this one. And
what are ones you're unhappy about?
I wasn't happy with the price of that hot dog. $10 for a hot dog is a bit steep.
Yeah, but if
it was a more of a gourmet hot dog.
But if you're going to pay that, why would they not?
I only pay
for
it because I only because I'm so basic. I had a burger for lunch, and we went to a burger place, and we'll for dinner. And you guys all got a burger, and I went, well, fuck, I'm not having two burgers in 6 hours, even though that's something I would do. I was like, Kieran goes, oh, I'd recommend the hot dog. So I was like, all right, it's $10. I'll just get this hot dog. Maybe there's something fancy about it. Nothing fancy about
it. No, but
it wasn't like a canteen hot dog.
If you had known what Kieran was like, you'd have been like, why would he recommend that? He's
now, in hindsight, would never take
the least
food recommendation.
It's got the least flavour ever.
He was saying that he was doing a segment on Triple J where people were paying him money to try foods for the first time. Someone paid him $100 to charity for him to try an avocado for the first time.
Which are delicious.
I don't like them. Too bland.
But you don't have them by themselves. You don't eat it like an apple, bro.
Yeah, but like, you don't have, I don't know, it's, people put it on, use it as a spread on bread, but I don't think it adds anything to the bread because it's actually kind of tasteless.
Yeah, but that's why you put on salt, pepper,
like,
you put some other
I've had like smashed avo and chicken sandwiches and stuff, and it's like the avo adds fuck all to this.
No, you're wrong.
Except
Sorry.
For the texture.
You were completely wrong. I don't know if you do polls on this, but can we do a poll saying, is Luke right or wrong about the avocado?
And
is
what's the poll?
Delicious?
Is it, are avocados too bland? Like, what's the...
But they... avocado's almostly one of the best foods in the world.
Oh, you're one of those
fucking
people.
Good. They're that fucking good.
I think avocados are one of the most overrated foods in the world. And only recently, I feel like in the last 5 years, they've really become a thing that where young people have really embraced. Since cafes started...
They make every chicken sandwich better. I don't know. That was the worst example you could have done.
I think that's the best example.
You got a
chicken
sandwich, you put
so
avo
great.
On it, so it's
so great. And then it's like, oh, if you want to kick that sandwich in the dick, boom, shove on some bland avo, that sandwich is now a fucking mess. My work here is done. Have your shit, Sanger. Fuck you. That's every fucking barista.
Okay, but like, as you was, like, you get burgers for breakfast, so...
Huh? Yeah.
So...
Well, that's what happens when we get breakfast at 11:30.
You're like if a, child decided on their meals and the parents like, whatever you want for breakfast, you can have burger.
Yeah, that's what adult life is. People don't realise that. When you grow up, you can do whatever you want. If I want pancakes every day, it's not smart. I might die at 50, but I'll drop dead.
Pancakes are good for you.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
Not every day.
Yeah. Because it's just milk and flour, and flour's good for you. A
lot of butter.
Yeah, it's good for you. It comes from a cow. It's good for you.
That's not how dairy works. That's like
natural.
Saying, yeah, cake's good. There's eggs, milk.
Yeah, it's good. I'm with you.
Cake's not good for you. There's a lot of sugar in it.
Yeah, but there's not a lot of sugar in pancakes.
But they put a lot of sugar and shit on the top. Depends what you have on top of it. Chocolate pancakes aren't good for you. We've stumped him.
Maybe not. I don't know.
So what else has been happening with you?
Just
finished. Just filmed a comedy special.
I filmed that like...
Oh, that was ages ago. Was that
last year? November.
That's being put out.
It's in a very good venue. I hope you guys like the venue. Because you may see a few specials from that venue.
Yes, Frenchie and I filmed our special in exactly the same venue in Brisbane. And I had to make sure I used different lighting so it didn't look like Frenchie's. And I feel like we pulled it off and hopefully you can't tell.
We haven't seen them side by side yet.
No.
But hopefully you can't tell.
I feel like it's such a different vibe anyway.
Bro,
anyway, I come out and there's a tambourine on the stage.
I come out, my first lines were... How you going? Who was the cunt who did the shoey? Because I heard them from side stage and this guy's like, yeah. And I go, bro, I'm surprised you did a shoey because you don't look like you could afford shoes. And it was fucking, there we go. Now we're
That's
away.
A good start.
Now we're away.
I think mine, I forget. I started off by, So I'd never done a venue that big before. So you probably know how to take in the applause better than me. So you walk on and everyone's gone nuts. Like it was, you know, we had a guy pump him up beforehand. It was like, everyone was like, fucking yes. It was the most on crowd I've ever performed to, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I come out, I get announced on, there's like this hectic like rap song in the background. I'll show you after this, it's fucking wild, right? There's this hectic rap song playing, and then it gets so ridiculous where you see me like go like this. So I go each side of the stage, I like wave to this side, I'm like, thank you, coming out, and I like walk over the other side, wave that side, they're still going nuts, and it doesn't seem like it's gonna die down. So I quickly, you see me panic, and then go like, what do I do to just kill the time here, you know, people are cheering. So I kind of walk to the front, high five one guy, then high five the guy next to him, and then realize now I've got to do the whole row. Awkward. So I ran down ran down the entire front row high fiving the entire row while this hectic rap song's and that's the start to my first ever
concert. Like a rock star, baby.
And it was the most baller I've ever felt.
Like a rock star.
It was funny.
I'll tell you what's funny, because that's like baller shit, rap song.
Oh, yeah.
High five. You know what's even more baller is the way I saw Bill Burr. I saw his show in Scotland when I was there doing Edinburgh Fringe. Doesn't even get announced. He just walks out.
Yes. I've seen that. That's a baller move.
And they start clapping and he's like, shut up, let's get into it.
Yeah.
Like, he's like so baller. He doesn't need claps or music. He's like, here I am.
I did notice. I like that about his new special. It's just a guy with a mic. Mate, that's cool.
He's fucking... And they're like, it's... But it's so much more... I don't know, I feel like it's like, you know, when you don't celebrate something, like you do a six shot in pool, you're like, oh. But like you can't out. Usually you want to be like, oh, fucking see that guy, that's what I do. Bill Burr, the guy doesn't celebrate, he's like, oh yeah, I'm here, shut up.
Yeah, like does Madison Square Garden and goes, this is the gig.
Yeah, I did the same as you when I come out. I was like, I was hyped. I was like, yeah, here we are.
Yeah,
here we are.
You know why? Only because it was set up. I don't do that usually at all. Like, I usually, you've seen me come out with my tambourine at the normal shows. It's just a beam when I come out.
It's amazing.
I usually play Jet and I just come out playing the tambourine and then just quickly go, all right, cut the music. Fucking, let's get into it. And because I don't, it's weird. I'm not that kind of guy who does the whole fucking get around me thing.
Yeah.
But yet, I was in a situation where it was the biggest show I've ever done, and the crowd had got so pumped that I like, oh, I got to embrace it.
Got to enjoy it.
Once.
Yeah.
And then at the end, I got my first ever standing O.
Did Josh do the thing?
Yeah. But yeah.
I know.
But
did he hype him up before too?
No, Josh didn't come out.
So our manager Josh Wade, you guys probably
Mike
know.
Goldman did it.
Used to be a YouTuber.
Yeah.
He hyped my crowd up and he was fucking manic. It was awesome.
Yeah, see, Mike Goldman did it and Josh kind of worded him up, I think.
Yeah.
He came out and was like, this is a big night for Luke, blah, blah. So the crowd was like, but dude, he was doing like Mexican waves and like,
that's
and
sick.
He was like, didn't do any jokes, but he was just like getting the crowd loose. He was getting them like outside. This was before doors open. I was walking in the theatre putting my set list on the stage right behind the thing and setting up my tambourine. I could hear the crowd outside the room chanting Luke here, Joe.
That's so
Luke
here, sick.
I don't know who started chanting them,
that's
but while
so
they were
sick.
Queuing up outside, and I was just like, holy fuck, this is ridiculous.
That's red hot. And I think it's Australian
cool.
Crowds don't know about the standing ovation, you know what I mean? It's like I've only got it twice.
Right.
But there's many times I... Not many, but there's times I deserved it. Like, a fucking crush.
Yeah.
And they give me a great cheer at the end, but it's like... You know,
yeah,
I think
American,
are more generous with it.
Yeah. But, like, my... If you've seen... Wait till you see the end of my special. It's a very, like, long story, and the payoff is, like, so ridiculous. Like, I did it last night at the gig.
Yeah, I've seen it many times.
So ridiculous, like... It was such a funny thing to get a standing ovation to.
It's cool, man.
Like, it was
like a meme in
itself. It was like a meme that I got a standing ovation at the end because the end joke is so silly.
That's awesome.
That it's like, lol, as if he ended the joke.
Sometimes I feel like it's almost like...
It's my favourite thing to do.
It's almost like the crowd's rewarding all your work to get there, you know?
Yeah,
it's not about the
show.
It's
yeah.
like you deserve this because you fucking feel
yeah, that's
this.
What it was
you got
about,
400
for sure.
people.
Yeah.
All on your weird fucking memes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so crazy to me how I'm like, I guess a lot smaller numbers wise, but I just like do fucking fat memes, and there's a real niche niche audience I have that really get
that's how you get the loyal fans, man, especially if you you're connecting on a level with them that no one else does. If you're doing generic comedy, they can get that anywhere, but it's like,
yeah, I know, but I'm the only comedian at the festival this year, the Melbourne Comedy Festival, that had fucking Zupa Dupas thrown at the stage while they were on stage.
Yeah, that's cool.
Someone right when I walked on, didn't throw it at me, not like in a rude way, just lobbed a pineapple Zupa Dupa next to me, like a few meters away, and then I went over and I was like, who the fuck did that? And I cut the music, and there was a bin, like, over the thingo. I just lobbed it. Dude, I was so glad I hit the shot. I just lobbed it, and it went in the bin, and I was like, that's right where they fucking belong. That's and everyone baller. Went nuts.
That's baller.
And I was just like, it's so funny to me that there was, like, 150 people there who all were like, haha, yes, pineapple Zupa Dupas do suck.
Sometimes... Sometimes you have those moments of clarity, like, what the fuck is my life?
Yeah, I always think that. I'm like, how is this my job? I just threw a pineapple Zupa Dupa in the bin and got a cheer. That's not a profession.
I got so much weird shit I don't even realise. Like, me just wearing the Pokemon backpack out last night. Don't even think twice. But, like, I go to singing lessons.
You're wearing a Tune Squad, really?
Well, I've only been a couple times this year. I just do it to tune up for the show.
Yeah.
And there's moments in that because she's like pretty straight lady. She's a big Christian, and she'll sing my fuck songs because it's her job. And so there's one time I'm like, what is my life? Because she's there singing, skeet skeet skeet. See, when I hit skeet, you really got to emphasize. And I'm like, do you even know what skeet means?
Like, there's this old lady just going like, fuck you in that after me. Fuck you, I'm doing it.
Literally, we did that song. Every song, and so I'm like,
and then she's like, Frankie, it's chewy,
chewy,
and you're just like, I'll just crack so she'll up. Say, fuck she'll, you, I'm doing it.
She'll sing any of them. I do fucking pedo jokes, and she'll sing them. Like,
she's like, it's the blade of life with the crew by my side,
fast, furious, late till we die. Yeah, for sure. And I'm like, I'm paying her $75 an hour, whatever, $70 an hour to sing. Teach me how to sing about rollerblades.
And goon.
And goon.
That's
funny. And I don't even end up singing those bits Zach does, but I'm like...
There's so many parts in, doing this as a job where... It's like yesterday, we were on the street filming this video for me where you were at a bus stop screaming about Shackers. Like, we were just like... And there's people across the road. You know, we're rollerblading around your streets next to your house and there's people who are like... Buddy, you guys aren't very good. And there's always old guys trying to make lame jokes. And I go, oh, yeah. And you just answer them really seriously. Like, yeah, bro. Like, you just ignore the fuck out of them.
Yeah, bro. Well, even when we had breakfast today, we hit up the barista. We're like, can you draw a Shackers on the...
Yeah, can you do
we're going to get a takeaway coffee cup.
Yeah, like in coffee art, can you do the Shackers in the cup? He's like, yeah, I could do that for you.
Well, because I always get them to draw me shit.
Yeah.
And so, I don't even know what... That's two dicks. That's two dicks doing the Titanic.
Oh, cool.
So, I don't know if you guys can see that on...
That's very creative.
Yeah, and so he's got... That's... I don't know. That's like a dick warrior. Dick devil. Dick devil. But, yeah. So, I figured it would be no problem if you drew, like, a Shackers for you.
But it is... I always find it funny that there's just so many moments. And it's always halfway through filming the dumbest video ever going, like, okay, how is this my life? So how's the band been going? You guys played a festival.
Fuck, that was wild.
So if you don't know, Frenchie has a band called Frenchie and the Talent.
Yeah, Frenchie and the Talent, guys. I really fucking love doing it. And if you haven't checked out the songs, I'd say three for an introduction would be Shoey, which is pretty clever. Shoey's, song about drinking beer from your shoe.
I would say it actually became like a Australian cultural... You kind of made Shoey. It was obviously already a thing.
Honestly, like, I was sick of Shoeys. Then someone's like, you should do a song. I'm like, fuck yeah, we had the song made. We couldn't release it for 8 months. And then they sort of got old. Jimmy Fallon did one and shit. I was like, fuck, we should have released it.
As soon as the Today Show and Jimmy Fallon touch anything, the meme's over.
They kill it. But then it sort of made a resurgence. And now it's like, because new kids find the Shoey, it's like, fuck, it's fine.
Oh, the song still did well, and it's a banger.
But yeah, I think that's a good one to ease in. One of my favourite songs we got is, you know, Peaked in High School?
Yeah, it's that's
like,
my favourite.
Yeah, because it's like pop punk. Of course it's right up
your alley. It sounds like a Bowling for Soup song.
Yeah, the band.
Like 1985.
Yeah, it sounds
like that. High School never ends.
Yeah. I think that's an undercover gem. And we need to do a film clip for that, actually. We played Shaka Fest. And that one's a tricky one because we can't even play Peaked in High School live because I don't do anything in it.
Right. Yeah, that's just sad.
It's too fast for me to play bass. The real slow songs I can. And if I, because I don't sing in that one because I want an actual nice voice.
Yeah.
I want to learn sign language. And you know how at some concerts there's a song that signs it? And
you
I want to
sign
the lyrics.
Peaked in High School.
Peaked in High School and you're never coming back.
That's funny. That was like a legit festival, and I saw some of the clips, and it looked like it was going the fuck off. I've been to one of your band shows in Melbourne, and it was so fun.
That was the best show we've ever done.
It was so fun. Like, at one point I half crowd surfed. Like, someone just picked me up. I wasn't really going for it. And some guy's like, up. And I was like, well, yeah, that'll be a good meme. And then, you know, Tom was already rollerblading on the stage. Like, it was just, it was loose.
It was actually fucking wild, like, and was our third or fourth gig.
People genuinely knew every word to every song.
It was pumping, man. It was almost like a meme of a band. It was real music. It was just like an actual gig.
It was cool. It was different.
We really enjoyed that one.
So what's next for the band?
Oh yeah, because we're doing another tour this year. Half because I want to get a film clip for one of my new songs about penis. I don't want to say too much. I told you the title.
Yeah, it's a good title. If you thought the title of his mixtape was good, wait till you see the title of the song.
And so I was like, let's do a live show, Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane.
Ooh.
And we're doing that in August, so that'll be just a fucking lol.
Nice.
It's should be something to do. And then we're going to the recording studio next week, but I'm still banned from Airbnb, so I don't know how we're going to book the accommodation.
You're banned from the app.
From the first time I did Melbourne show, me and Zach, my bandmate, we stayed, and then we had all these bands staying because they're all down. All these
Lewis and I have done some debatable shit at Airbnbs, and we've never got banned.
But here's the thing:
one time we put a tree in the fridge and just left it there.
Oh,
Lewis, I was there for one of them. One time I wasn't there because when I'm there, usually when I go, I'm the responsible one. I'm like, all right, let's move the tray out of the fridge now because I'd be shitty if this was my house. And this is just disrespectful. I wasn't there one of the trips, so Lewis goes, oh yeah, I forgot about it. He goes, I just put a tray in the fridge for the vlog, and then I just forgot about it, and then I got an email 2 days later going, you know, one star tree was left in the fridge. Yeah. We started doing a segment on our radio show where we just read his Airbnb reviews because they're all so fucked.
That's funny.
What did you guys do?
Well, we didn't know it was someone's home because it was...
They're all people.
We never stayed in Airbnb before.
Oh,
so it was like a hotel. So we just left mess everywhere.
Because hotels...
Like, they're going to pay for cleaners anyway.
Hotels, you can do whatever
you want. We even had these... We made these sort of... We called them Mexican men out of beer... It was really weird how we did it. We made them out of beer bottles and knives and forks and chips. There was Pringles all everywhere. We made like a Mexican man. And we left them there because we thought they'd appreciate it. We thought that would be funny. But it's really, they come in a few days later. It's actually just food in a beer bottle. We had through toast, like it was like an old converted brewery. And we threw toast at this window they couldn't even get to.
It
was just bread. It landed on the windowsill. You couldn't even see it. A month later, they were smelling it because it went moldy. Oh. They had to hire a handyman to get that. They said we fucked up the grout in the shower. They're like, were you having shower parties? I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
It's a shower party.
Exactly.
Get in there with all the boys and scrub yourself.
Exactly. I wrote back, what the fuck are you talking about? But the boys were all smoking bongs in the shower because it was next to the window.
So they did fuck up the grout. One time in Adelaide, Lewis and I were cooking spaghetti, and I got spaghetti on the roof. I was flicking like the sauce, and then I flicked it up with the spatula, and then it got stuck, and there was a meatball just hanging off the roof. And then we had to get a mop, and we had to mop the roof.
was that one of those moments where you're like, "What is mop?"
Yeah, that was one of them. It's like every like few months, you just go, "How the fuck is this my life?
Yeah.
I'm mopping a roof right now." Oh man, I wrote a really good fucking roast joke the other day. It wasn't actually a good joke. I was going to post a picture of us from Melbourne, yeah. And the only reason why I didn't post it was because I thought you might get cut, but now I realise you wouldn't have. I was going to write the picture of us. You know, we took a photo at the piano.
Nice, yeah.
It's a good photo of us, and I'm just holding my tambourine. I was going to caption it, Frenchie and the Talent. And then I don't know why I thought that was mean. At the time, I wrote it, and I was like, no, that's really mean. I was like, why would I say that about someone? And now I realize it's not that mean.
That's not mean at all. That's the whole thing.
I'm weird.
That's over. You definitely overthought that
one. Yeah, I overthought that heaps. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Luke. I'm going to order this coffee and we'll get a.
Let's do it.
See if there's a.
Anything else you need a plug?
No, check out the band, but. Oh, I've got the other stuff, the videos, but.
Yeah.
Nah. Oh, I've got a podcast, Tom and Frenchie podcast. And after you listen to Luke's.
Come over and I'm going to be a guest on it.
Yes. Luke's going to be a guest on it.
Good place to start.
Great.
Very funny podcast.
We're probably going to do the exact same jokes and stories.
Yeah, I'll probably make that come in a genie joke again.
Oh, I'll set you up for it.
Thank
you. Yeah.
And we'll pretend like we haven't done it, but you guys will know.
The whole time it looks like you're like a midget.
I look really short.
Your chair's heaps lower than mine.
Yeah. I was thinking like, God, you're tall.
I was like, fuck.
Everyone always thinks I'm short because all the other online comedians are giant. Giants, yeah.
I look at Isaac and Lewis, I'm like, what the fuck are these?
You're already tall. You're like 6'4", aren't you?
6'4 and a half.
Yeah, and Isaac and Lewis is heaps tall. Anyway, you guys are all tall and I'm short. Even Lachlan and Jackson are tall.
Bro, they're giants.
I'm not short.
You are.
Goodbye.